Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For me, the embarrassing nature of this search just continues to be either justified by people or, you know, I mean, I don't understand. We continue to blame Tibbs at every turn. As we now see, the Indiana Pacers take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. And we hear more and more, and the reports came out today, you know, the information about some of the players and the exit meeting, and, you know, they didn't work hard enough in practice. After all the time of how many minutes we play, that he plays the starters, how many minutes he plays guys, then, oh, they're not scrimmaging enough. The fact of the matter is, they've been the best team in crunch time the entire postseason. Oh, well, listen, we got to work on end-of-game situations. They've been the best. They were the best crunch team all year long. They had the best playoff. They're the best clutch performer in the NBA. They had the best record in overtime. They consistently had great end-of-games. Like, the entire mantra of the postseason was keep it close because we're the better team in the final moments. And now it's like, we didn't work on end-of-game situation. Like, we are working really hard to blame Tibbs and justify his firing and justify this debacle that has become this search. And as it now finally, hey, I don't know if you've heard this, but they're considering two candidates who actually are available to take the position. I mean, it only took a week before we got to guys who might actually be able to say yes in Mike Brown and Tyler Jenkins. And both, you know, are underwhelming candidates to me. Jenkins is a lot more appealing than Mike Brown is, but I'm still not happy with that necessarily as opposed to Tibbs. And I mean, but I continue to be baffled by how much blame Tibbs takes for all of this, all the reports that come out of Tibbs' fault. And then we're justifying this with the all time. And I'll call Evan out. He calls me out when I say things. So let me call Evan out as I'm listening to today. And he, as the report yesterday of all these teams, they've asked the 5 teams that they've come out and asked for permission to speak to their head coach, including the Atlanta Hawks, Quinn Snyder. And Evan hears that, and I heard someone else in the mainstream media as I was flipping through the channels today say something similar, like the idea that Quinn Snyder's added to the list. Well, clearly this is now just all a big facade. Like, we went from, it makes sense. There are tiers. You go through a search. That's a plan. And the tiers are the good coaches in the NBA. So you start there. Hey, you can't get told no if you don't ask. And then when the number hits 5, including a coach that we wouldn't even consider if he was available to be signed, suddenly it's like, well, now you know it's all a smokescreen. A smokescreen for what? Like, oh, we're that in to trying to justify Leon Rose and this search that now, after we find out that 5 teams were contacted, like a sixth of the NBA was asked about their head coach, we're going to say, well, it's all a smokescreen. Something's up. They must have their guy. There must be a reason for this. It doesn't make sense. Well, now it doesn't make sense. Yesterday was a plan. Today it doesn't make sense, and it's all a smokescreen. And a smokescreen for what exactly? We also talk about how there's no rush. We got plenty of time. They're the only they're the only job search out there. What's the rush? They can go to any candidate. Nobody else is looking for a coach. Well, then what do we need a smokescreen for? A smokescreen is to hide things. A smokescreen is to diffuse the situation or confuse people. A smokescreen is leaking out that you like a quarterback in the NFL draft when you have no intention of taking him. That's a smokescreen. Why would we need a smokescreen when no one else is looking to poach the other coaching candidates? None of it makes any sense. None of this makes any sense. And what bothers me is these two guys came in together. And I'm not looking to kill Leon Rose. I'm not. I'm displeasured with how this search is going. I'm now more than open. I think even though I was late to the party, I'll admit, I was hesitant to believe that the owner was as heavily involved in the decision. It really is hard to say that he wasn't involved at some level now. So I'm not looking to kill Leon Rose. I'm disappointed in this coaching search and how it's looked, because perception is reality and PR is an issue. And whoever you end up hiring is going to be asked the first question, what was it like as the Knicks went through everybody in the NBA before hiring you? What is it like to be the sixth choice of the New York Knicks? Oh, no, no, no. He's our first choice. You guys don't understand smokescreens. Like, to what end? What does any of this mean? And the two of these guys, Leon Rose and Tibbs, came in this together. They built this thing up together. This wasn't a long-term GM and a new head coach, and he's had success prior. These were a duo building this franchise up. And because they, after beating the NBA, defending NBA champions, lost to an Indiana team that we all perceived should have been a team the Knicks should beat, a team that the Knicks were better than, a team that the Knicks were favored in the series, and now up 2-1 and might very well be on their way to winning an NBA championship. Because he lost that series after beating the Celtics, he had to go. And now his practices weren't good enough. And now his players didn't like him. And now his adjustments weren't there. And what about the nonsense that's happened after? Oh, no, that's not Leon Rose's fault. Tibbs, reason they lost. Tibbs, lack of bench. Tibbs, lack of minutes. Tibbs, lack of scrimmage in practice. Lack of in-game situations. Never mind the fact that they were the best late-game team in the regular season and lost one game late in the postseason, but won every other game. Keep it close was all we screamed at the television during every game because we knew the Knicks were better in the final moments. But now that's a major problem for them. I get it. Tibbs. Blame. Leon Rose is running around with his chicken with his head cut off, asking everybody and their mother if they're interested in the job. Hey, that makes sense. And when it doesn't make sense, hey, that's a smokescreen. I don't understand why one guy is getting all the benefits in the world and the other guy is blamed for everything. Hey, asking coaches makes sense. That's what it is. Oh, it's five, and one of them is who? Quinn Snyder, you say? Quinn Snyder? Well, I mean, that's kind of weird. It must mean nothing. It's all a smokescreen. Clearly, that's the answer. Like, it's just, no, they have no plan. I know that's a prevailing thought nationally, and like around here, it's being debated. No, there's no debate. They don't have a plan. Doesn't mean they can't hire the right guy. Doesn't mean they can't figure it out. Right now, they are clueless in how to go about finding their next head coach. And if we want to blame Tibbs, let's blame Leon Rose for the debacle this search has become as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.